AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden says January 9th will be a national day of mourning for Jimmy Carter. The 39th president died in Georgia. He was 100. A state funeral will be held on January 9th. Linda Newman is with the Carter Center.
It wasn't unexpected, but I think from everybody I've spoken to, we're all still a little bit in shock. We truly believed he was going to live forever. And I think we're coming to grips with the fact that he's no longer on Earth, but he's really set out a mission for us, and now it's our responsibility to continue to move that forward.
The Carter Center was founded in 1982 as a first-of-its-kind base of operations, asserting themselves as international peacemakers and champions of democracy, public health, and human rights. 3 weeks before leaving office, President Biden is announcing a big new military aid package for Ukraine. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The president says the U.S. will send nearly $2.5 billion more in weapons to Kyiv. It comes as his administration has vowed to spend all it has available to help Ukraine before Donald Trump takes over.
We are committed to using that full authority that Congress has allotted to us.
Pentagon spokeswoman Sabrina Singh, 2 weeks after Trump won the election, the administration wants Ukraine in the strongest negotiating position possible, with Trump talking about working on some type of deal between Kyiv and Moscow. The Treasury Department says the U.S. will also send some $3.4 billion in economic aid to pay for things like salaries of teachers and first responders. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Ukraine is pledging support for the new authorities in Syria, who ousted Bashar Assad, a key Russian ally in the Middle East. The Ukrainian foreign minister met with Syria's de facto leader. A federal appeals court in New York upheld a jury's finding in a civil case Donald Trump sexually abused a columnist, E. Jean Carroll, in an upscale department store dressing room in the mid-90s. This is AP News. Forecasters are predicting rain for the big New Year's Eve celebration in New York and elsewhere. Here's the AP's Julie Walker.
National Weather Service meteorologist Scott Klebauer.
Stress for potential rainfall if you're going to be out and about during any of those time frames. And that pretty much extends from the D.C. Baltimore area all the way up into Boston.
Meanwhile, weekend tornadoes and other deadly weather killed at least 4 people in Texas, Mississippi, and North Carolina, where Trooper DJ Mafucci says a tree fell on a pickup truck, killing a 70-year-old man.
And the tree just was blown over.
The National Weather Service says between Thursday and Sunday, there were reports of at least 63 tornadoes, with confirmations of several by survey teams. Meteorologist Peter Mullinax says it's no longer unusual in December.
Severe weather is year-round now.
I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton on with the podcast.